Hello, I'm Gary Aid, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards. Boston comes in with a record of 52-23. Washington is 33-42 on the year. Over their last 10, Boston's 7-3, have won 3 in a row, while Washington is 2-8 over that span and lost their last game. Here are the numbers. Boston averages 118.1 per game and surrenders 111.7, while Washington scores 112.9 and surrenders 113.8. Turnovers 12.7 per game by the Celtics, 13.4 by the Wizards. Washington 48.7%. from the field, while Boston shoots 47.4%. Celtics are 37.7% from long range. Washington is 35.7%. And free throw shooting, again, the edge to the Celtics, 81.6 versus 79% for Washington. Bench scoring, slight edge for Washington, 33.6 versus 32.1 for Boston. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Celtics won the first two games. They are the road team here. Bradley Beal, Kyle Kuzma, both doubtful for Washington. And Boston has Jason Tatum listed as questionable. So a lot of star power could be missing in this game. Either way, it favors the Celtics. They're obviously the better team, that goes without saying. And I think they'll have plenty enough to beat the Wizards for the third time in as many attempts. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Boston and Washington. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking the NBA with a betting preview between the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards. The lines are currently open and it favors the Boston Celtics on the road, sitting at 11.5 in the spread with the over-under of 228.5. Now, when we look at these two teams on the offensive end, Boston right now is third overall in the NBA when it comes to points scoring per game, averaging 118.1 points. Now, Washington, on the other hand, is currently more on the bottom tier, currently ranked 22nd overall in the NBA, averaging 112.9. They're more in the middle of the pack, too, when it comes to points allowed right now, averaging 113.8, currently ranked 16th overall, while Boston right now is fourth overall in that category when it comes to points allowed, allowing 111.7. Now, look, you add this all up right now, and you're looking at the over in this game. However, I will kind of reframe and probably take the under in this game. If you want to look at their last 11 meetings overall, the under actually has been favored 8-3. So I would probably lean towards the under in this game. Now, another reason why I would probably take the under right now, Bradley Beal right now is doubtful for this game. So you're having one of your best scorers right now, not in this game. You're losing 23.2 points a game. That's not going to be a part of this game. So I would probably not have him in this. And we don't know about the status of Jason Tatum right now. He's a game time decision right now. He didn't play his last game, so Jaylen Brown had to step up. But this man's overall is fourth overall in the NBA in scoring, averaging 30.1 points. So without him there too, you're also losing 30.1 points in that one. So that's another reason probably you might want to take the under in this game. But one player I'm definitely going to take the over on is Jaylen Brown in the points right now. He's currently right now sitting at 26.5. This man's just coming off of having 41 points against San Antonio right now. And the last time he played against Washington, he dropped 36 against them. His last 10 games, he's been averaging 29.2. And right now, he's jumped up into the top 10 in scoring, currently right now ranked number 9, averaging 27 points. You definitely want to lean and take the over on the points for Jaylen Brown. Now, when it comes to this spread, I do like Boston right now. Without Bradley Beal right now, I think it might be a blowout, even without Jason Tatum right now, because Jaylen Brown can definitely control this team overall. And if you look at their last four games overall, Boston's been 4-0 against the spread against this team. So I would definitely lean towards Boston in the spread here, and I would take the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Boston Celtics and the Washington Wizards. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.